For the 2nd of December 2021, this is Tabota Talks Games, episode 220. Well, a new season has begun. We're just 2 days in, so I thought I would look back at, I guess it's the last couple of weeks of the previous season. I was not making much progress in Platinum. I was just bouncing back and up and down, and so I managed to get into Platinum Tier 2, but then I was just stuck there for like 30 games or so. And so I kind of finally decided to give in to mono white, since the mono white decks are, besides Izzet and mono green, they're the dominating types of decks, and mono white is one of the of these archetypes. It was probably the one that I thought would have the quickest games and get me quickest into diamond, and boy was I right. I put together a my own, I guess, mono white deck. It's fairly similar to other decks, but still was my own creation, I guess. And I just rocketed through from Platinum, from like the bottom or whatever of Platinum Tier 2 into Diamond. I went 11-0 getting into Diamond. So that was pretty crazy. never had that kind of streak before. It was just a straight up, straight line up. And so this deck is it's pretty fun to play. I mean, you do feel like you're in total control of the game most of the time, except if you're playing against well, the Izzet control lists with bounce spells and counter spells, then and also I guess Grixis variants with what's a card called? I forget what it's called, but anyway, yeah, those lists. Then you really have to be quick and fight dirty, as it were. With cards like Thalia and Elite Spellbinder to slow down the opponent. But yeah, this version in its current state has four Hopeful Initiates, one of the new cards from Crimson Bow. So it's a 1/2 for one white human warlock. Has training, so it'll get a +1/+1 counter when it attacks along another creature that's has a higher greater power than it does. And also you can pay 2 and a white and remove 2 +1/+1 counters from creatures you control to destroy an artifact or enchantment. So, don't know if I've used this ability once, maybe, but a bit on the receiving end a few times with my other decks, which is really irritating. I have a single copy of Paladin Class. It's the only one I have, so I thought I'd stick it in here. It feels like it fits fairly well. It's another method of making sure your opponent's spells are more expensive. So at level 1, it spells your opponent cast during your turn cost 1 more to cast. And then if you Move it into level 2 for 2 and a white. Creatures you control get plus 1 plus 1. And then for 4 and a white, level 3, when you attack until end of turn, target attacking creature gets plus 1 plus 1 for each other attacking creature and gains double strike. Only used this once, and it was a desperate last stand, and that didn't really help me. But still feels like useful abilities. I have 4 copies of Usher the Fallen, don't need to get into that. 4 Intrepid Adversaries, 4 Luminarch Aspirant, 3 Sungold Sentinel, 2 Thalia, Guardian of Thraben, 2 Adeline, Replendent Cathar, 2 Brutal Cathars, 4 Elite Spellbinders, 4 Skyclave Apparition, 2 Wedding Announcement. Really like this card. So it's an enchantment for 2 and white, and it reads, at the beginning of your end step, put an invitation counter on Wedding Announcement. If you attacked with 2 or more creatures this turn, draw a card. Otherwise, create a 1/1 white human creature token. Then, if Wedding Announcement has 3 or more invitation counters on it, transform it. And when you transform it, it gives all your creatures plus 1, plus 1. So, nice boost there, and a nice way to get some extra creatures and or draw an extra draw. A single Legion Angel with 3 in the sideboard, then 19 Snow Plains and 4 Faces Havens. Pretty good deck. Didn't see all that much success after I got into Diamond. Didn't play it all that much. I was kind of burnt out on this kind of deck after that initial push into Diamond. And I wasn't expecting to get into Mythic this time. I wanted to spend some more time on Limited, so just played a few more matches and didn't really get anywhere until the season rolled over. I did spend more time in Limited, and I thought I'd get into that. So as I was saying, I've been playing a bunch more Limited and having a lot of fun. previously, I've pretty consistently gotten into Silver, but not beyond that. But this time, I pushed into Gold, and I even got to Gold Tier 1. Pretty sure I would have gotten into Platinum if I had just played another set or another event. But time ran out on me, didn't have time to finish it up, or I didn't prioritize it, I guess. But I had a lot of fun games this season, this season. Strange to call it this season when it's just a month. My most successful deck was a Rakdos list. 88% win rate, so a 7-1 on that one. Just had a single loss and managed to take all 7 wins. And lost once against another Rakdos. That's went 2-1 against Rakdos, 2-0 against Gruul, 1-0 against Azoria? Asurius or something? I never remember. White and blue. 1-0 against Orsov and 1-0 against Celestia. So, that was a lot of fun playing this list. It was a vampire deck, as you might expect. With a lot of burn spells. I had tons of burn spells and other like creature destroy target creature spells. Heroes Downfall was one that I picked. It was on my second pick. So that was the kind of card that I was playing a lot. Gift of Fangs is of course a staple. It'll give +2/+2 to your vampire, or -2/-2 to another creature. So I accidentally put it on one of my creatures that wasn't a vampire, killing it, which was kind of embarrassing. But I was doing so well anyway, so it didn't really matter. Yeah, so this was heavy on vampires and just pushing that, and a lot of burn spells, as I mentioned. Yeah, just dominated pretty much all the games except for one. I think I had a bad draw on that one as well. Then I had something as weird as a zombie spirit deck, which was really crazy. Let's see if I can get back to that. Locate the list. So didn't do it quite as well there, but still 5-3 I went, 63% win rate on that. That was a lot of fun to play. It felt like the opponents weren't really expecting this pretty strange combination. I had one a Lantern Bearer, which is a spirit flying 1/1. And it has disturb for two and a blue. And then you can put flying and +1/+1, I think, on another creature. Flame Blessed Bolt, so a bolt there for two damage to a target creature or a planeswalker. And if they die, you exile it. So it's kind of like Spikefield Hazard, but for two damage. Patchwork Crawler, I had a couple of those, but just played one in the deck. That's a zombie horror, and you can exile target creature from your graveyard and put a +1/+1 counter on Patchwork Crawler, and it has all activated abilities of all creatures, creature cards exiled this way. Didn't really have much use for this. Dies really easily since it's just a 1/2 to begin with. So never really played much with that. I had also a couple of Storm Chaser Drakes, which mostly just sat around my hand. I didn't do much with them. It's a card I initially really liked. That's a 2/1 flyer for one and a blue, and when you Storm Chaser Drake becomes the target of a spell you control, draw a card. Doesn't work all that well in limited if you don't have a lot of spells that target your creatures, which quite often you won't. So those were mainly there because they're a good cheap flyer. One Wretched Throng, a zombie horror for one and a blue, costs two. It's a 2/1, and when Wretched Throng dies, you may search your library for a card named Wretched Throng, reveal it, and put it into your hand and shuffle. So really good if you have a bunch of them. I just had the one, but it still made the cut. So it was just another body and another zombie for the times when that came up. Casting Flame Breather, a human shaman, 1/3 for one and a red. And when you cast a non-creature spell, Casting Flame Breather deals one damage to each opponent. So this didn't really come into effect once or twice, maybe, but mostly it was a good blocker as it's a 1/3. It's mostly what I used it for. Reckless Impulse, one and a red, sorcery, exile top two cards of your library until end of turn. Your next turn, you may play those cards. Pretty good way of getting some extra cards when you're running low. Of course, you have to play them by the end of next turn, but still, you're increasing your hand for a while there. Binding Geist, so one of the spirits, for two and a blue, it's a 3/1. When Binding Geist attacks, target creature an opponent controls gets -2/-0 until end of turn. And then you can, for disturb cost of one and a blue, you can put an enchantment on a target creature, giving it -2/-0. This one I also messed up with. I for some reason thought that it would give an opponent's creature -2/-0 until end of turn when the creature this was attached to attacks, but instead it gives it -2 all the time. So yeah, I kind of messed up and nerfed one of my own creatures there as well. Although I managed to take the win in the end anyway. Another new card for me, which I had a lot of fun with, is Bioloom Egg for 2 and a blue. It's a defender, and it's a 0/4. And when Bioloom Egg enters the battlefield, you get to scry 2. And then when you sacrifice Bioloom Egg, return it to the battlefield transformed under its owner's control at the beginning of your next end step. So since there is a lot of cards that have exploit one of the new features of Crimson Vow, I think it's a feature that's come back, or a mechanic that's come back, but it allows you to sacrifice another creature when this creature comes into play. So Bioloom Egg is a really good target for those exploits. So did a lot of that, a lot of playing the egg and then immediately exploiting it to get a 4/4, and you have the scry as well. And so the next card here is a zombie, another blue zombie, Stitched Assistant. It costs, it's a 3/2, it costs 2 and a blue, and it reads, when Stitched, it has exploit, and then when Stitched Assistant exploits a creature, scry 1, and then draw a card. So, a little extra bonus there. Siphon Essence, in an instant, counter target creature or planeswalker spell, create a blood token. So just a little counter spell there. Alluring Suitor, when you attack with exactly 2 creatures, transform Alluring Suitor. So an Alluring Suitor transforms, it's a vampire, and so this is one of the cards that wasn't a spirit or a zombie, and it transforms into a let's see if I can get the reverse. I don't know how they intend you to, oh, here we go. Yeah, it transforms into Deadly Dancer, a 3/3 with trample. And when this creature transforms into Deadly Dancer, you add 2 red mana until end of turn. You don't lose mana as end steps, this mana as steps and phases end. And you can pay 2 red to have Deadly Dancer and another target creature get +1/+0 until end of turn. So, nice little bonus feature there. You attack with 2 creatures, and you get to this creature's power increases by 1, it gets trample, and then you can also increase it once more with that extra mana. So you can take some bonus by surprise with that. I had one Cruel Witness, a bird horror. Another card that it wasn't a spirit or a zombie, I guess. It costs 2 and blue as flying. And whenever you cast a non-creature spell, look at the top card of your library. You may put that card into your graveyard. So, didn't really use that all that much. Mostly this was a 3/3 flyer, which finished a lot of games. Really good to have in this in limited. Gutter Skulker, Spirit. Sounds almost like it should be a zombie. But costs 3 and a blue. It's a 3/3, and Gutter Skulker can't be blocked as long as it's attacking alone. And it has disturb 3 and a blue, turning it into Gutter Shortcut, an enchantment, an enchant creature. And enchanted creature can't be blocked as long as it's attacking alone. And Gutter Shortcut would put into the graveyard from anywhere, exile instead. Yeah, so I had some good uses for this as well. Mirrorhall Mimic. Yeah, this is a card I haven't played around with in standard yet, or constructed, I should say. When I really am eager to get to play around with some more, but it was fun and limited. So it's a 0/0 spirit for 3 and a blue, and it reads: you may have Mirrorhall Mimic enter the battlefield as a copy of any creature on the battlefield, except it's a spirit in addition to its other types, and then it has a disturb cost for 3 and blue, casting it as Ghastly Mimicry, and this is now an enchant creature. And it reads: at the beginning of your upkeep, create a token that's a copy of enchanted creature, except it's a spirit in addition to its other types. If Ghastly Mimic, and then if it's put in the graveyard, exile it. So, yeah, what you really want to do is have whatever creature you copy die, so you can then cast this for the disturb cost and start making copies of some other creature. Yeah, pretty cool card. One I'm looking forward to playing around with. Just haven't taken the time to do that yet, and I just have the one copy. So, yeah, maybe if I get another one, I'll start looking at making a deck with it. Repository Scab, another 3/3 zombie for 3 and a blue. It also has exploit, and when Repository Scab exploits a creature, return target instant or sorcery card from your graveyard to your hand. So use this quite a bit to get back things like the Flameless Bolt and also Reckless Impulse, so I could get some card advantage or well, take out another creature. Really nice to have in there. What's next? Scattered Thoughts. An instant. Look at the top four cards of your library. Put two of those cards into your hand and the rest into your graveyard. Don't remember if I ever played this. I think I did once or twice. Always nice to be able to dig for whatever you need. Next up, another Scab, Diver Scab, zombie for 3 and a blue. It's a 3/5. It has exploit, and when Diver Scab exploits a creature, target creature's owner puts it on the top or bottom of their library. So you pretty much sacrifice one of your creatures to, well, to bounce more or less an opponent's creature. I bounced a annoying creature that had a bunch of plus one counters on it with this, which was really satisfying. Always nice to be able to do that. yeah, Skywarp Scab, another zombie Drake for 3 and blue. Has flying, it's a 2/5. And when Skywarp Scab enters the battlefield, you may exile two creatures cards from your graveyard if you do draw a card. Never used that ability. Just used this as a 2/5 flyer. I either didn't have or didn't want to. Probably I didn't have two creatures to exile to draw a card. But a 2/5 flyer is always nice. A good blocker, and you can get in if you're ready to be offensive. You can get in for some extra damage. And finally, a Falcon Wrath Celebrant. So on the vampire, for four and a red, it's a 4/4. It has menace, and when Falcon Wrath Celebrant enters the battlefield, create two blood tokens. Didn't have much use for the blood tokens. I think I used those mostly to just, you more or less scry with them. Or draw another card, so you discard and draw. Then I had 10 islands, 6 mountains, and a storm-carved coast, which I was happy to pick up. So that's the Lazyland, as we're calling them, in this set, or Chill Lands, which adds a blue or a red, and it comes in tapped unless you have two or more lands. So that's it. So really happy to be able to get into gold for the first time in limited, and almost platinum next time. I'm pretty sure I'll get into platinum since, well, I'm not. I shouldn't say that, but there's a pretty good chance that I will. I'm planning to play a bunch more limited this season as well. I've accrued another 10,000 gold and have a bunch of gems, so looking forward to doing that. I was thinking I'd discuss my tactics when it comes to when and how to use your gold and gems. I think I might put together an episode just about that. We'll see. But this will have to do for now, so bye-bye.